This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
You are listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me is our co-host of the program, a man who is really standing outstanding in his field when it comes to career and helping people to find their true voice. Say hello to Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects. Hello, Joe.
Good afternoon, Freddie Bell. How are you?
Unbelievable. Glad you're with us today. For those who may not know or would like a refresher, tell us about Ripple Connects.
Ripple Connects is the company that I incorporated 5 years ago based upon my volunteer work with large numbers of people in career transition during some of the worst years for employment and unemployment, I should say, back in 07 and 08. And I just simply brought them actionable ways to move their message out within their natural networks. And I found my calling. And since then, I've kind of adopted some new techniques and some new schools of thought on interviewing and brought on a marketing person to help people use social media to broaden their search. So, Freddie, they can always reach out to me at my website, rippleconnects.com, or they can call me directly at 763-438-1621. And Freddie, you kicked it off with that I'm outstanding in my field. My dad used to say that to me, and then he'd say, Joe, if you're outstanding in your field, make sure you come in when it starts raining.
A smart man, so, your dad is.
He was, and that was his one good joke that he had a lot of good jokes, but I thought of my dad when you said that I was outstanding in my field.
Well, it's a well-used term, but really it is apropos when it comes to talking about you and your work. And we're speaking of field, let's talk about sharing your notes from the field. What are you seeing in regards to Minnesota's job market, Joe McKenzie, in the first part of 2018?
Well, all you had to do was look out the window there to see that we had good weather, and then we had a blizzard in the middle of April. And believe it or not, that hinders some of our sectors, not all of them. But, you know, it's been a crazy year. And I know the construction sector was pulled back by that blizzard. A lot of projects did not get going on time. And that really put a dent in on the construction hiring. But I can tell you that now with the legislative session wrapping up, there was a bonding bill that allows some of the project ready things that were already in place to move ahead. So that's what I'm seeing. And Freddie, I see myself sharing these notes from the field because I get out in the field. I talk to industry experts. I have a construction person that my go-to person that works at Ramsey County Workforce Solutions. And he keeps me abreast of everything that's going on. And so I see that as my role, but also an added benefit, added value to my clients who come to me that I'm not the expert as much as the savvy person who knows who to contact to get some of the information that can be useful. So first and foremost, I see job growth. We have low unemployment, a very competitive labor market. Boy, Freddie, when people come here for university and college, many of them do not leave, you know, from the upper Midwest, Ohio, Iowa, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin. Freddie, they stay here for their careers. But that also tells me that it's a strong but a very competitive labor market. And we have to be on. We have, as baby boomers, we have to be ready to compete with people that are 20 years younger, 20, 30 years younger than us. So competitive is something that everybody needs to know. That's our labor market right now.
So with this labor market being so competitive, what does this type of hiring job market mean for someone who's considering making not only entering into the market, but making a job change during this time?
Well, you better be ready to compete. What I see is companies that need to bring on someone that ready to hit the ground running, with the type of experience and accomplishments that they need so these companies can compete. And if we're not able to uncover what these companies are looking for and talk their talk, we may be, taken over by someone that can. And so that competitive nature of the labor market is just telling us that these companies want to have the best and they want to compete. So, Freddie, at any age, any point of our career, we have to be ready to understand that every company that's hiring needs to accomplish something. And when we can uncover what they need to accomplish and we curate our relevant information, we're in much better shape than if we talk about years and years of experience, but it doesn't relate. So, Freddie, it's competitive, but everybody that wants to make a change this year, regardless of experience, better be able to uncover what those companies need, because it's a very competitive world, global market that they're competing against. They need the best. They need people that can accomplish something. And that's what I'm seeing out there. It's very tough out there. Good jobs are available. There are plenty. But we have a lot of good people filling those spots as well.
So how do you make yourself ready? How do you ascertain what the need is in the marketplace in which you have the skill set? And how are you able to match up your skill set with where that gap is, where you're looking to work?
Do your research. Talk to the people that may have insights in that industry or that company. What are their challenges? What are their headwinds? It may be that they're getting competition from abroad to some degree. They may have a skills gap that they need to fill. They may have lost an account that they need to bring someone in. You have to do your research. You have to engage with your network. You can't just go on the internet and think you've got it all figured out on what's going on out there. And so that's how you stay competitive. But Freddie, we also have some very good resources locally here that gives job seekers a better indication of what they're up against. The James J. Hill Center in St. Paul, the most renowned business library in the country, exists in downtown St. Paul. You could go there and have a short tutorial on how to use their database. How do you uncover some of the challenges of an industry? Who are their competitors? All the latest and greatest at your fingertips, and they'll show you how to do that. You might even be able to hire someone that can bring in the right information. Doing your research and having a resource like the James J. Hill Center in St. Paul may give you that edge, Freddie, to understand what are the challenges of this industry. Who are the competitors? Do your research. Embrace the resources that we have in the Twin Cities, such as the James J. Hill Center, and just be ready to compete. That's my takeaway from what I'm seeing out there right now.
Wow. So can you forecast what the future might be? I know you just talked about the resources or if there are others, but as you look at this market, is it going to remain competitive for the long haul, or is this just a blip on the screen? What is the forecast?
Well, I think the economy as a whole is strong, hiring strong. I don't have a crystal ball, but I can tell you that many times it does take some time, to slow down if there was a crisis or the magnitude of it. But the Twin Cities, Freddie, let's be honest. The Twin Cities is home to so many different diverse industries that even in 07 and 08, when we did have high unemployment, we're not a one industry town. We're not the oil region of North Dakota. We're not the automobile industry in Detroit. We have the diversity of healthcare, of technology. It goes on and on. The universities, the research, the products, the Best Buys, the Medtronics. We have that diversity, Freddie, so that in some ways that helps us to withstand a lot of the disruptions in the world that happen And so I got a feeling that we're in for a pretty good year in the second half of 2018.
All right. So if there's one thing that you'd like for us to remember from your notebook, that from the notes you've taken in the field, what would that be this afternoon?
That industries are hiring, but they're looking for people that are ready to go. They cannot afford to have someone take too long to ramp up, because they are competing against very good companies out there, and the competition's there. New technologies will make a lot of different industries have to be sharper. We've seen it with the Amazon effect, how retailers have to get better at what they're doing in a brick and mortar situation. Those types of companies have to bring in the best to compete. And so be ready to compete, get that edge, do your research, and just be ready to embrace what the Twin Cities holds in the strong labor market that we have here.
All right. We're out of time, Joe, and you do some fine work at Ripple Connects.
Yes, we do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And our program continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Find a wide selection of outdoor hearth products at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Whether you prefer wood or gas, Woodland Stoves has the fire to fit your home. Pizza aficionados know nothing matches masonry oven baking for capturing flavor and nutrition. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces can easily install one in your home or business. Enthusiasts use these ovens year-round for bread making, wood roasting, even grilling.
The mission and passion of Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is to make the fire work for you. The way humans relate to fire is primordial. We have used fire to warm our bodies, cook our meals, and kindle our spirits. Our team has the know-how to do this in a clean-burning and environmentally smart way. Visit our store and experience the diversity. We have over 35 working units on display at the corner of Riverside and East Franklin. See us online at woodlandstoves.com. Find the fire that fits and works for you.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
You are listening to New Beginnings, and I am Freddie Bell. It's a wonderful weekend, the first weekend in June, and it's really exciting that you're with us. And right now, as we segue into our health, fitness, and wellness portion of our program, we welcome our newest contributor, Mr. O'Neill Hampton. Now, if that name sounds familiar to you, it's because it should be. He was on The Biggest Loser back in 2010. He is a health and fitness expert. O'Neill, welcome back to our program.
Thank you for having me. Like I said, I'm just so happy to be here. I'm so happy to be here on this day. Every day is a nice day, no matter what the weather is. So thank you.
You're very, very welcome. And we want to talk about the what ifs. We've talked about the journey and in previous programs, but we're talking about how we're getting our health, fitness, and wellness back on track. So you've started the journey. Maybe you've decided to lose a couple of pounds or a couple of hundred pounds, whatever the case might be, or maybe you're just changing how you're eating, whatever the case might be. But what happens, O'Neill, if you happen to fall off the goal track, or if you've got sideswiped on your way to better health and all of a sudden you're off track? What next? What happens?
Well, to be honest, it's not a matter of what happens if it happens. What you have to deal with and what you have to think about is what happens when it happens. It's going to happen because that's life. No one comes through life unscathed. No one comes through life perfect. No one goes on a long journey of getting their health and wellness back without having a slip up. That's just life. So it should say what happens when it happens, because it's going to happen. And I'll give you a good analogy. When boxing, the only punch that will knock a boxer out is the punch you don't see coming. But now, if he see that punch coming, his body get hard, he get ready, he takes the punch. When he don't see that punch coming, that's the punch that knocks him out. Now, I'll take that analogy even further. What does the referee do? He stand over him and he counts 1,000, 2,000, all the way up to 10. That's the same thing you have to do. If you fall or when you fall, you got to get right back up. You get a 10 count in life, just like you get a boxer get a 10 count in the ring. The longer you stay down there and waddle in that misery, the longer it is, the harder it is to get up. You have to get up right away, and you have to be prepared to fight again, because you're fighting for your health and wellness. You're fighting for your life. You're fighting for a condition, no matter what it is. Whatever you're fighting for, when you fall, just know you will fall. You will slip up. That's life. But do not lay down there and don't stay down there on the ground. Get back up.
Wow. We're talking about the what ifs this week on New Beginnings in our health, fitness, and wellness segment with O'Neill Hampton. So you mentioned your family and so forth. Is a support system really important? Maybe I should ask it this way. How important is a support system? Because some people like to do it by themselves. Others seek help. What's the right way?
You absolutely need a support system. You need someone to help you. I can almost guarantee, I can't say I know because I haven't been that route, but the only thing you do in life is leave it by yourself. But as long as you're on this earth, you need somebody. You need somebody to work with you, to help you, be accountable. You need someone. We all look at the beginning of the time. You know, God put Eve to be with Adam because he didn't want him to be alone. We all need someone to help, but you need accountability partner. You need someone that's going to help you. You need someone telling you the indelible truth about the indelible truth. Now, when I say a support system is important, you don't need a yes man, and you don't need you're doing fine. You're really good. And you know, he's giving you, you know, false information, or she's giving you false information. You need someone that's going to be critical, but supporting of you. Don't get someone on either sides of that spectrum. Don't get someone who's going to amen you all the time, and don't get someone who's going to knock you down all the time. As you go through this, if you pick someone for your support system, make sure that it's somebody that will stand by you through thick and thin, no matter what the situation is.
Wow. So we're talking about a really good support system. We've talked about what happens if you fall off track. So now you got the support system in place, O'Neill. How do you allocate the time that you put in it now that you've got this system together? How do you make it work for you on your personal journey?
Absolutely. Here's how you make the time work. And time is important. You know, you don't find time. Time actually finds you. And time will find you when you're not doing what you're supposed to do. And time will find you when you're doing what you're supposed to. So you honestly have to make that time. You know, and here's the thing. We all have the same thing in common. We all have the same thing in common in life. We got 24 hours in a day. How you dedicate and relegate that time, that's what's going to dictate your happiness. How you do it? You have to have some me time. You have to have some time for yourself, because time, that's one thing you can't get back. I don't care what you do. I don't care how you do it. You cannot get that time back, and you absolutely need that time. That's why you absolutely need a good support system who will support you and help you in that time frame. But here's another thing about time. About time, we always have more time not to do the right thing than we have time to second and have to do it over again. I don't know how that always worked. A lot of times before I went on the show, I spent more time talking myself out of a workout than actually working out. I would say, oh, no, I don't feel good. Oh, no. I would go about an hour telling myself or rationalizing myself why I don't have time for it when I could have worked out in a half an hour, at least, or 45 minutes and been fine. So that's why I say that, you know, time doesn't find you. You find time, all right, but it's always in the wrong time that you find it.
Wow. Some sage advice from a person who knows what's going on with health, fitness, and wellness. And, O'Neill, we're just about out of time. How can our listeners find you? How can we connect? How can we get some more information from you if we need it?
Absolutely. Here's how you can contact me. My email is ososajh@hotmail.com, or you can call me at area code 612-827-3832. I'll repeat that. Area code 612-827-3832. Please call.
You're listening to New Beginnings. That's O'Neill Hampton, and our show continues right now. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
As New Beginnings continues this weekend, let's talk about your privacy and specifically about protecting yourself with your online searches and, in particular, on Facebook. There are a number of people who are on Facebook and they're threatening to dump the social network after it was disclosed that a political consulting firm improperly snagged profile information from a lot of users, millions of users. In congressional testimony in April, Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook, vowed to protect Facebook users. But until changes are made, here's how you can protect yourself better if you're a New Beginnings listener. Number one, run the privacy checkup. Here's what you do. Click on the question mark icon at the top of your Facebook page and select Privacy Checkup. Now make sure that only your friends can see your post. Check your profile settings. Choose Only Me or choose Friends for everything. Don't choose Public for your settings. So number one, run the privacy checkup. Number two, avoid Facebook games and apps. Many games and apps on Facebook require your name, your email address, and the names of your friends. Avoid those. If you're already using these apps and games, go to your Facebook apps page. Click on the X next to any apps you want to remove. So we're looking at the ways that you can protect yourself and your privacy if you're surfing specifically on Facebook. So number one, we've talked about running the privacy checkup. Number two, avoiding Facebook games and apps. And now number three, tighten other privacy settings. Go to your Facebook privacy settings and tool page. Make sure only friends can see your post. Choose, quote, Only Me or Friends to designate who can see your friends list. email address, and your telephone number. And be sure that no search engines outside of Facebook can link to your profile. So that's number 3, run the privacy check. Number 2, avoid Facebook games and apps. Number 3, tighten other privacy settings. And then number 4, control the ads and advertisers. This is a really big one. You can stop getting ads generated by tracking your interests and activities. Here's what you do. Go to your ad settings section. Turn off the option for ads based on your use of websites and apps, and ads on apps and websites off of the Facebook companies. Facebook has announced improvements to protect your privacy. The company is rolling out a centralized page for users to control privacy and security settings. And make sure that you check Facebook's new feeds for updates. Just in case you just joined us, these are the 4 things you can do to protect yourself as you're using Facebook. Number 1, run the privacy check. Number 2, avoid Facebook games and apps. And number 3, tighten other privacy settings. And then number 4, control the ads and advertisers who see you as you're moving about on Facebook. There's still consumer protection measures under fire in the courts. We'll talk about that on upcoming issues on New Beginnings. Stay with us as our show continues right now.
The 4th of July holiday is the best time of year to buy new appliances. Minnesota's original appliance specialists at Warner Stellion guarantee their prices are unbeatable. That's right, we guarantee it. Not just the brands you can buy at the box stores, but also the ones you can't. That's a good reason to choose Warner Stellion. But our customers tell us the best reason is how much trust they have in our installation specialists. I bet your insurance agent agrees. Visit Warner Stellion in-store or online through July 11th for unbeatable appliance deals.
Get your vehicle's summertime service done at Rudy Luther Toyota. The last thing you need is a breakdown while on a road trip or heading to the lake. Regardless of where you've purchased your vehicle, Rudy Luther Toyota is your number one destination for auto service and repair. Routine maintenance or a larger repair, easily schedule your appointment on their website, RudyLutherToyota.com. I trust them. They're fast, courteous, and they do the job right. Get your vehicle summer ready at Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
With your AM950 weather, I'm Sam Turnberg. Today will be partly sunny with a high near 82, cooling down tonight with a low around 64. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high near 79, Monday mostly cloudy with a high near 75, and Tuesday mostly cloudy with a high near 77. Our restaurant of the week is Victor's 1959 Cafe. Enjoy traditional Cuban recipes, such as crab cakes with poached eggs for breakfast, or the authentic Cuban pork barbecue sandwich, located at 3756 Grand Avenue in South Minneapolis, or at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Hi, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell. Welcome back to our program. And with me right now is Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. Good afternoon, Kelly.
Good afternoon, Freddie.
It's great to be with you this weekend. And as we start this first weekend in June, tell folks once again how we can find you on the web.
WestMetroHypnosis.com or give me a call at 952-222-3975.
I don't know why I got energized when I saw the title of the talk this week, Stop Trying. How do you mean that?
Stop trying. It's so funny because a lot of times my clients will say, well, I've been trying to do this and I've been trying to do that. I've been trying really, really hard. I've been trying so hard. And I always tell them to stop trying. And they kind of look at me with this quizzical sort of look. They say, yeah, stop trying. And most people know the scene in the Star Wars movie where the character of Yoda says, there is no try. You are either doing or you're not.
Right.
And that's what I really invite my clients into. It's such a wise statement because whenever you are trying and whenever you use that word, I'm trying in that way, the subconscious mind kind of sits back and has a really good deep belly laugh and says, ha, 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 you're so cute. Trying means that you're not doing it. And you know this. You and I both know that trying means failure. It's fake effort. I call it fake effort. Mm. And what's really interesting, it feels really hard. So it's fake effort, but it feels really hard, which implies that we're just spending a whole lot of energy and not getting any of the benefits and any of the results. Anytime you've heard anybody say, oh my gosh, I've been trying so hard for the past 30 years to get along with my mother-in-law and she's just impossible. Well, it means you're failing at it. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to lose weight. I've been trying to stop smoking. I've been trying. We immediately know that this person has failed at doing whatever they have been trying so hard at. So if we stop trying, if we stop putting out all of this effort and just start moving into a place where we're actually doing something, where we're actually taking steps into making it happen, then it's not that it becomes effortless, but it means that the action that we're actually doing is actually showing results instead of just going in this spinning circuit of fake effort that feels really hard, that doesn't give us any results. So Yoda was a very, very wise man when he said, there is no try. You are either doing or you are not doing. And so I tell everybody, or my invitation to everybody this week is to stop trying so hard and just do. Just begin to do.
And how does that change your life instantly?
Because the universe and energy pays attention to action. That's the language that energy speaks. And so when you begin to take action to move you in the direction of the outcome you want, everything, all of your inner resources gets on board with you and begins to move you there instead of just keeping you stuck in this cycle of fake effort.
I like it. We'll stop trying, and this is Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. You're listening to New Beginnings, and we'll keep doing this after we come back.
Yes, we will.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
As New Beginnings continues, let's take a look at your finances and helping some of those people who may have just graduated from college in your family, or maybe their family and friends. Maybe it's your nephew, your granddaughter, maybe your child. But here are some ideas that can help you avoid some of the money mistakes that people who are in their early 20s sometimes make. There are five ideas we'd like to share with you this afternoon. And here's number one. We do know that folks in their 20s are not supposed to know everything. Growing up is mostly about learning and, yes, sometimes making mistakes along the way. But here on New Beginnings, we want to make sure that you don't make as many as you could make just by listening to the show. So it's good to be aware of some of the more egregious errors, especially those in the area of finance. So I just mentioned, here are five ideas, and I hope you have a pencil that will help you to avoid some of those mistakes. Here's number one, ignoring the flow of your finances. See, at your first job, and whenever you get a new one, it'll take a few paychecks to notice how much money actually hits your bank account after taxes and deductions like health insurance. And your earnings can easily evaporate if you don't pay close attention. Use a budgeting app or choose one to make all your purchases so you can easily track your spending. We're talking about the five money mistakes that 20-somethings usually make, and maybe some of the older ones in our audience will make too. So number one, we talked about ignoring the flow of your finances. Here's number two, letting friends set the agenda. You'll need serious willpower to avoid trying to keep up with your friends who make more money than you do, or who want to go out for drinks or to dinner or places you really can't afford right now. When you make plans, get in the habit of being the one to suggest where you'll meet. And be honest, a brief, quote, I'm on a budget, so let's check out that free Friday night or the Tuesday afternoon at the movies or even at the museum. That'll suffice as you're trying to get your finances together. So number one, ignore the flow of your finances. That could be a problem. Number two, letting your friends set the agenda. You set the agenda for what should happen. Here's number three, not realizing time is on your side to save. Yes, you'll probably make more money in the future, but that doesn't mean you should wait until then to save in your company's 401k. Do it now, and you'll build a habit. If you wait too long, savings will feel like you're cutting back. You'll be richer if you start saving right now. Listen to this. If you save $200 a month starting at age 23 and at a 6% rate of return, that's really modest, you could have almost $425,000 at age 65. If you start at age 33 to start saving at that rate, you'll only have about half that amount. So start now. Start early. Ignoring the flow of your finances, that's problem number one. If you let your friends set the agenda for going out and having drinks and dinner, that's problem number two. Number three, not realizing the time is on your side to save, that's number three. And now here's number four, jumping on quick student loan fixes. In the first quarter of 2018, 2.6 million borrowers pause their monthly payments through forbearance. In forbearance, payments are halted, but interest accrues. You're in the hole a little deeper every day, and that's why it should be a last-ditch option. Instead, ask your student loan servicer if you qualify for deferment first, since subsidized federal loans won't accrue interest in the meantime. So those are four of the five ways that we could be making mistakes, and now here's number five, digging deeper into debt for grad school. Going to grad school is more and more common these days, but grad school is not always a sure way to have more financial flexibility in the future, especially if you need to take out more loans. Exhaust other ways to pay first, like attending part-time or taking advantage of tuition assistance from work. Adding to existing loan debt isn't something that you should do lightly. Today, we're sharing the five money mistakes that 20-somethings make. Number one, ignoring the flow of your finances. Two, letting friends set the agenda. Number three, not realizing that you have time on your side to save. It's best to go ahead and start saving now. Number four, jumping on quick fix student loan fixes. And also number five, digging deep into debt for grad school. I'm Freddie Bell. This is New Beginnings. We're helping you with your finances as our show continues right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
On New Beginnings, we've already talked about the five ways that 20-somethings make mistakes, but we also have five different ways to rebuild retirement for savings later in your life. Here are five ideas. Number one, max out your 401k or IRA contributions. Everyone can put up to $18,500 of pre-tax salary each year into an employer-sponsored plan. But once you hit 50 years old, that annual limit rises to $24,500. Another option is putting money in tax-advantaged accounts like a Roth IRA, which allows contributions up to $5,500 a year, and at age 50, that limit rises to $6,500. Number two, get a raise, a bonus, or a tax refund. Invest all of it. If your new income goes up, put that new money into retirement savings. When you get behind in your retirement savings, you have to attack it with a single-minded intensity. Whenever you get a bonus or a raise or extra cash, Put it all there. If you have maxed out contributions to a tax-advantaged retirement account, look at other ways to invest. Number three, as retirement age nears, portfolios tend to skew toward more conservative investments like bonds and money market funds. But if your savings remain small, you may want to set your portfolio for growth by having a higher ratio of equities, which carry greater risk but also a greater potential to rise quickly. Here's one big caveat. Don't chase big returns with supposed magic bullet investments. Number four, rethink that college fund. Experts like to point out that kids can borrow money for college, but parents can't take out a loan to pay for retirement. This is a dilemma for parents. But with the rising cost of a college education and more parents having children later in life, it may not be possible to fund both your child's education and your retirement. And number five, consider new retirement timelines. Working Americans born after 1960 will qualify for full Social Security benefits at age 67. However, as an incentive to delay, the government will increase your payments by up to 8% every year until the age of 70. That might mean working longer than you'd planned to. Just some ideas to build retirement savings later in life as our program continues on New Beginnings.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
If you want to do more, gain more, or be more, that's prosperity, our point of focus. Even though abundance and prosperity is as vast as the ocean, you can only carry as much water as your container will hold. If you want to enjoy more, if you want to experience more, if you want to have more, you have to come to the party with a larger container. You have to prepare yourself. You have to get ready. You have to be in that moment and be ready to experience prosperity no matter how it comes. So when you come looking for water, bring the largest container you can find. And after you fill that container, be sure to share it with others. That's our point of focus, prosperity. I'm Freddie Bell. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
Located just north of 50th and France, the Great Wall Restaurant has provided a delicious taste of authentic Chinese cuisine since 1981. Specializing in Sichuan and Peking dishes, they offer one of the most extensive menus in the Twin Cities. Favorites include hot and sour soup, pan-fried dumplings, and mushu pork with homemade Chinese pancakes. Stop by their Edina location or call for takeout at 952-927-4439. See the full menu at greatwallrestaurant.us.
Hi, this is Gregory Rich from Habitation Furnishing and Design, and I'd like you to tune in to a new program, Drink in the Style. Sundays at 5 p.m., Drink in the Style is going to be a one-hour conversation about interior design and aesthetics, all while enjoying a cocktail created by a local mixologist. Drink in the Style, Sundays at 5 p.m., brought to you by Habitation Furnishing and Design.
Yeah.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
The tradition of Mother's Day in the United States was established by law by President Woodrow Wilson in 1914 to honor motherhood and how it is uniquely expressed in each mother. The custom was initiated in the first celebration of Mother's Day in 1905 by the devoted love of Anna Jarvis for her mother, Anne Jarvis, who had worked in the Civil War to care for soldiers on each side of the conflict. Truly unconditional care. Anne Jarvis would go on after the Civil War and establish Mother's Day work clubs to address important public health issues. Her daughter, Anna, would be devoted the rest of her life to furthering her mother's work and to seeing that our government established this special day of honor. So let us begin now and honor all the mothers present in the sanctuary today. First, would our mothers stand? We are surrounded. Secondly, would those who are also grandmothers stand? Aha. Do we have any great grandmothers in the sanctuary today? Thank you, Loretta. Great greats? Raise your hand. Yay, Laura. Well, good, good. Now, in unity, we know the principle of love is at work to some degree in all of us. So let us hold a moment of silence and acknowledge that spiritual activity of love, what Daily Word called motherly love, that is unfolding in each one of us. And I encourage you, if you haven't already, to take this awareness into your own spiritual practice or prayer time and just ask yourself, as Daily Word did, how is motherly love working within me? How am I bringing spiritual love, this quality that is a love that is unconditional? It is enduring. And it makes no distinctions between individuals. Just as our historic friend Anne Jarvis during the Civil War did not make distinctions in her healing of soldiers, asking first, oh, wait, which side of the conflict are you on? She expressed motherly love that always heals, cares, and nurtures. Our Unity Worldwide ministry was initiated by the healing work of Myrtle Fillmore. First, she worked in her own healing. As she told her mother-in-law, I need to go into intensive prayer work for self-healing if I am to remain on this planet, as she expressed it. And so her mother-in-law, Charles Fillmore's mother, took over the responsibilities of caring for the family so that Myrtle Fillmore could immerse herself in meditation and silence and really focus upon the life of God within her that did bring forth her healing. She said, oh, we must be patient She said it required 2 years for my body to respond to the ideas of life that I had caught in the silence. She went on not to keep that healing or that realization for herself, but she began working first with the woman that did laundry for the Fillmore family, who had a very difficult cough, even bringing up blood. And Little said, "May I pray with you? May I support you in prayer?" A healing took place. She was soon working with many neighbors in Kansas City, and it kept growing and growing until finally her husband Charles took notice. I'd like to share with you just a little quality of a letter that Myrtle Fillmore wrote. You see, she worked on a very individual, motherly way with people for about 40 years through the Unity Movement, where Charles would address audiences such as you, or publish articles in Unity Magazine, or write books. Mrs. Fillmore's work was primarily in responding to individuals who turned to Unity for support and guidance, and they would write to her. And she would personally write back a letter. Sometimes the letter would be many pages in length. It's estimated in that time period between the beginning of Unity and her transition in 1931, they estimate that she wrote about 25,000 letters to individuals, one-on-one, not a form letter, but a personal response to your need. Isn't that how a mother responds? She wrote this, and just feel the quality, the loving quality of the mood she creates. "I just want to come in and have a visit with you. Let us forget all that has pressed itself in upon us to make us sometimes feel that God the good is not all in all. Here, in the silence, we shall know the presence of God and see clearly just how we are to go about living the life that He is giving us so that we may bring forth the order, beauty, freedom that He has planned and that are now awaiting our understanding use. But let us not go too far into the metaphysics of this wonderful thing. Instead, we are here together just to rest quietly and happily in reality."
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.